on the cover of a magazine. Grace Kelly, Harlow Jean, picture of a beauty queen. Jean Kelly, Fred Astaire, Ginger Rogers, dance on air. They had style, they had grace. Rita Hayworth gave good face. Lauren Catherine Manitou, Betty Davis, we love you. Ladies with an attitude, fellas that were in the mood. Don't just stand there, let's get to it. Strike a pose, there's nothing to it.
WCFW-FM Chippewa Falls, a civic media radio station with the best of the 80s, 90s, and more. 105.7 CFW. '90s and more. 105.7. CFW.
Can't you see I'm calling? A guy like you should wear a warning. It's dangerous, I'm flying. There's no escape, I can't wait. I need a hit, baby, give me it. You're dangerous, I'm loving it. Do I think I'm done? Losing my head, spinning around.
all the words. So crank it up and sing along.
Crank it up.
The Valley's fun music. 105.7 CFW.
Little ditty about Jack and Diane, two American kids growing up in the heartland. Jackie gonna be a football star, Diane's debutante backseat of Jackie's car. Sucking on chili dog outside taste freeze. Diane sitting on Jackie's lap, got his hands between the knees. Jackie say, hey Diane, let's run off behind the shady trees. Dribble off those Bobby Brooks, let me do what I please. Say, oh yeah, life goes on long after the thrill of living is gone. Say, oh yeah, life goes on long after the thrill of living is gone. The walk on. Jack sits back, flexes thoughts for the moment, scratches his head and does his best James Dean. Well, then there Diane gotta run off to city. Diane says, baby, you ain't missing nothing. Jackie say, oh yeah, life goes on long after the thrill of living is gone. Oh yeah, I say life goes on long after the thrill of living is gone. American kids doing best they can.
Cheering on the Eau Claire Express all summer long. 105.7 CFW.
Relax, don't you rest when you wanna go to rest.
easy for you to listen to 105.7 CFW wherever you work. Download the free Civic Media app. Find CFW, then stream us anytime, anywhere.
Thank you.
Mornings with Mike McKay and the best of the 80s, 90s, and more.
CFW.
my fingers bled was a summer of 69. Me and some guys from school had a band and we tried real hard. Jimmy quit, Jody got married. I should've known we'd never get far. Oh, and I look back now, the summer seemed to last forever. And if I had the choice, yeah, those wanna be there. Those were the best days of my life. Hey. Ain't no use in complaining when you got a job to do. Spend my emails down at the job in, and that's when I met you, yeah. Standing on your mama's porch, you told me that you'd wait forever. Oh, and when you held my hand, I knew that it was now or never. Those were the best days of my life.
CFW. Remember this one?
Yo, I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want. Don't tell me what you want, what you really, really want. I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want. Don't tell me what you want, what you really, really want. I wanna really, really, really wanna zig a zig.
If you want my future, forget my past.
If you wanna get with me, better make it fast. Now don't go wasting.
If you wanna be my lover, you gotta get with my friends. Make it last forever. Friendship never ends. If you wanna be my lover, you have got to give. Taking is too easy, but that's the way it is.
So here's a story from A to Z. You wanna get with me, you gotta listen carefully. We got M in the place who likes it in your face. Wish you got G like MC, who likes it on a easy V, who doesn't come for free. She's a real lady. And as for me, you'll see. Slam your body down and whine, it's all around. Slam your body down and whine, it's all around.
If you wanna be my lover, you gotta get with my friends. Make it last forever. Friendship never ends. If you wanna be my lover, you have got to give. Taking is too easy.
Get to know us.
I wouldn't miss it for the world.
Learn more about Mike, Laura, Aaron, and Jay at WCFW.FM. Plus, listen to the daily news roundup for Eau Claire.
Sign up for our free newsletter and more.
Online at WCFW.FM.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Just 90 days before the 2024 election, the state of Georgia took actions which could impact the outcome, launching a controversial webpage to cancel voter registrations and allowing county election board members to potentially disrupt election certification. The Georgia Secretary of State's office launched its Voter Registration Cancellation Portal August 5th, allowing voters moving out of state to cancel their voter registration or to cancel the registration of someone else, such as a deceased family member. An immediate glitch, fixed within a short time, disclosed a voter's date of birth, driver's license number, and last four Social Security digits, the information used to cancel the registration. The bigger concern is that bad actors could use the portal to cancel registrations for partisan reasons, provided they had all or part of that information. Changes in Georgia law have already made it easier for activists to challenge a voter's eligibility at the polls. The Georgia State Election Board voted 3-2 August 6th to allow individual members of county election boards to conduct a reasonable inquiry of their own before certifying an election. Democracy groups say the rule's vague language allows partisans to throw the election process into chaos and litigation and could delay outcomes or disenfranchise voters. President Trump praised the decision at his Atlanta rally. We have local reporting and groups taking action at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. My savings tip for today is about meal planning. I know you've heard of it, but let's talk about it. Meal planning will save you money, it reduces impulse purchases, it helps you not waste food, and it may be the very best thing you can do to cut back on your weekly spending. It also helps cut back the number of arguments we have in my house about what's for dinner. A writer of a recent Reader's Digest article said that she saved herself $500 a month on meal planning. I mean, we all eat differently, but those are some real savings. I know, meal planning can be a pain. So I reward myself with a treat while I plan. A beer, some ice cream, maybe a recipe magazine. And in my house, the planner does not have to be the shopper. That's real motivation. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Vice President Kamala Harris and her newly named running mate, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, held a rally in Eau Claire on Wednesday. Vice President Harris and Governor Walz were met with cheers from an enthusiastic crowd and chants like, "We're not going back." Their remarks focused on their vision for the future of America, including access to abortion, strengthening the middle class, and criticisms of the Project 2025 agenda. Campaign staff estimated the crowd in the Eau Claire event district was about 12,000 people. Rice Lake native Kenny Bednarik will be competing in the 200-meter dash finals at the Paris Olympics on Thursday. The event will be Bednarik's second finals appearance of these Olympics, finishing seventh in an extremely tight 100-meter dash final on Sunday. USA teammate Noah Lyles narrowly won that gold medal. Bednarik's stronger event is the 200-meter dash, the race in which he won the silver medal at the Tokyo Olympics and won both of his heats this year. The finals of the event will air Thursday afternoon. And that's what you need to know. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
Chippewa Valley weather. It is going to be partly cloudy today and a little breezy. We'll get to around 70 for a high. The wind northwest at around 10 to 20. Tonight, mostly clear. We'll drop to 50 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, sunshine, high in the low to mid-70s on Sunday. Sunny with a high in the mid to upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
Sweet dreams are made of these. Who am I to disagree? I travel the world and the seven seas. Everybody's looking for something. Some of them want to use you. Some of them want to get used by you.
90s, and more. 105.7 CFW.
I'm done. rebooting your radio with the Valley's fun music. 105.7 CFW.
Getting to a car.